guys have achieved a lot, you know, with the Super Bowls and Eli. Is this, do you still need success in this offense to build confidence, or do you guys already have enough confidence that you're going to be okay?
I mean, we definitely have enough confidence in ourselves knowing that everything's going to be okay. But from an offensive standpoint, we definitely want to make some plays and have some success to kind of build on that confidence and build on that going into the, you know, final preseason game and into the regular season. So, you know, we feel good about ourselves and our confidence is high. So everything is clicking come week one.
Victor, we talked about how Tom was asking the starters for more production, more urgency, concern, et cetera, or showing concern. Have you seen in practice the last couple of days as a veteran a change in the response of the players?
I have. You can see kind of a renewed energy out there on the practice field. Everybody's getting things done on the right pace. Everybody has an energy about themselves to know that we got to change the current mood that's around here offensively. We got to get things going. We got to get on the right track. And you can see a difference out here on the practice field. Everything was clicking. Everybody's on the same page. There are a lot less mental errors out here, and you can see a change.
Was it talked about amongst the players, or did they kind of just get the message from coach and do it on their own?
We got the message. We understood. He has a way of saying it that makes it very loud and very clear. So we got the message, and we understood that. And even he didn't even have to say anything for us to know that we had to play better and we had to perform better from a earlier standpoint in the game when we're in the game. So we understand that, and hopefully we can change that come this Friday.
When you look at the Jet game, it is an exhibition game. I mean, does it mean anymore, or is it just simply the third or the fourth preseason game of the year?
It means something in the sense of, obviously for ourselves offensively, when you got something to prove, when you're trying to build some continuity, it means something. It's all, a matter of circumstance, how your team is doing at that point in time, whether this game means something or not. But I think offensively for us ones, it definitely means something. It means for us to come in there and kind of build some continuity and build some sequence and get a drive going in the right direction. And so it definitely means something for us.
Victor, did you get a sense at all early on that maybe the offense is pressing a little too much to get everything right, get everything down, and thus not play as loosely as you have in the past?
Not necessarily. It didn't feel like we were pressing anything. I mean, in the Bills game, the second drive, we took it down the field. It was, a lot of run plays, but we still took it down the field pretty good and got in the end zone. So that was, I didn't feel like we were pressing anything, and so I don't feel that way, at least as of right now.
Do you worry at all that Odell Beckham is going to get too far behind to really help you guys much this season? You missed obviously a lot of spring time, a lot of training camp time, and yeah, maybe another week or so, how much longer?
I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of him getting himself healthy and getting out here, but like I've said before, he's been locked in mentally, and I think that's the biggest key for him is being, as any rookie that comes in, is being locked in mentally. And obviously coming out here on the field, once he gets ready, he'll be behind the eight ball a little bit and have to play some catch up. But I think he's the kind of guy that can kind of get things squared away and be good to go.
It's easier. I mean, the offense is different for a receiver than it used to be, and it sounds like a little less complicated. That, you think, help the fact that maybe you can get out there quicker than you think?
I think so. I think that can help him. And as far as, it's just a confidence level, too, when he gets out there and starts to make a couple plays and start to do some things that he can build that confidence on that. But I think the play sheet and the play calling, it being a lot more, easier and straightforward than it was in years past, that he can kind of pick it up and flow right in.
Victor, have you been able to share some of your experiences? I mean, you were on IR, obviously the rookie, so you know what it's like to not be able to go out there. Have you been able to share some of that with Odell?
Yeah, I've spoken to him a couple of times where he's asked me just my opinion, or he just asked me to kind of talk to him a little bit. And I just told him to stay locked in mentally. I mean, that's the only thing he can do at this point, is to make sure if they ask you any question, there should be no excuses. You should know everything that's being asked of you at every position, because that's your craft right now. That's all you can be locked in on, and he has to understand that. So he's been doing that in the meeting rooms, and he's been staying locked in and cued in. He's not been drifting or anything like that, which is a good sign.
Usually the final preseason game you guys see maybe a series. I mean, very, very little.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is really the dress rehearsal, do you guys put more emphasis on knowing this may be your last shot to show what you really can do before the regular season starts?
I think so. At least individually I do. I think I try to get myself as, even before the game, I try to prepare myself as if I'm playing the entire game so I can get in there and get into a groove and be comfortable mentally while I'm in the game. But it's definitely, that's the way we have to approach it, as if this is our game and this is you know, we have to play to win and act like this is our last chance that we get to rehearse before week one. So we got to approach it that way for sure.